And it's that time again on a Friday when MLive presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. A South African company investing hundreds of millions of rands into the expansion of the port of Maputo, Mozambique. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how the private sector is becoming involved in ports. We South Africans are used to the state running ports, mainly Durban, Cape Town and the others, although the Richards Bay coal terminal is private. But we see now Grindrod, it's listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, ploughing 334 million into the port of Maputo in general, but the Matola coal terminal in particular, and taking that to 6 million tons, and then immediately announcing plans for another 10 million tons, so it will go to 16 million tons, and that is all being driven by this private sector company, Grindrod. And why is it doing that? Because of the demand for the capacity at these ports. And who is coming up and snapping up a lot of that capacity from under the noses of somnambulant South Africans, but an Australian company called Coal of Africa, and they have already taken up 13 million tons of those 16 million tons, while South Africans are still battling to get their coal through the port of Richards Bay. Now, it's not because the port of Richards Bay doesn't have the capacity, but it's the rail capacity that's a problem. And even with the port of Maputo, it's going to have problems unless the rail capacity is increased. And that's why Grindrod has also formed a private sector rail company, RRL Grindrod, which will get involved in rail, because unless South Africans can actually lift this rail capacity, we're going to lose opportunity during the upturn and greater coal demand, as we saw during the last upturn. And the Indians are even wanting our lower grade coal. We can see the Indians putting up power stations. Where are they putting them? They're putting them on the coast of India. Therefore, they're going to import the coal. It's a tremendous opportunity, and we need to rise to this opportunity. And particularly with rail, we need to eliminate the constraints.
Speaking of opportunities, IDC has been embarking on quite a few new projects, and I see here it says it remains committed to new projects despite the global financial meltdown.
That's right. The Industrial Development Corporation of South Africa is state-owned, and of course, both the government and the private sector will start leaning on it during this tough time for credit support. But so one would imagine that the IDC would then pull in its horns on new projects and its committed expenditure. It says it won't do this. It's still committed to dispersing something like 60 billion rand over the next 5 years in new projects. And from April the 1st, it starts its new financial year. It is going to roll out as much as 10 billion rand in that financial year that we're entering. And that's on top of the 9 billion that it spent in the last financial year. So we still see quite a lot of activity from Industrial Development Corporation, and looking particularly now quite acutely at energy opportunity and energy in relation to also private sector entry. We see the independent power producers, and when you see IPP, it's the arrival of the private sector into what has been a state operation in South Africa, and now the IDC looking to joint venture with some of these activities, and we are expecting an announcement between the IDC and an IPP in KwaZulu-Natal particularly. But also it's going to depend a lot on what happens with the feed-in tariffs, and the national regulator has still got to decide on what they're going to pay these IPPs. IDC also quite active in looking at green possibilities, renewable energy, and seize opportunity there for some of its new projects.
South Africa investing 80 million rand in the advanced science of nanotechnology in order to make sure that the country retains a research edge.
That's right. And it's important for South Africa to keep abreast. We've already fallen behind. We formed a joint activity in nanotechnology with the Indians and the Brazilians, and they have already got this high-resolution electron microscope that we're wanting to buy now, and probably will only have it installed in 2011. So you can see how important it is for if we are going to keep abreast of the rest of the world, and this nanotechnology is now essential if you want to do proper research and development. And backing South Africa, this is a science and technology department wanting to invest this 80 million in this high-resolution transmission electron microscope, which will enable companies like Sasol and companies like Element 6, which is De Beers, to do specialized research. Because for the first time, with this particular electron microscope, South Africans will be able to see atoms in South Africa. We've never been able to see atoms before. Okay, we won't be seeing the electrons and the neutrons, but we will, for the first time, see the sphere of the atom. So we're talking here about nanotechnology, the study of the very, very tiny, and the world is moving in that direction. And we're talking about 1,000 times smaller than the width of the average human hair. And this is what this big new electron microscope will do. It'll be positioned in the Eastern Cape. It'll be at the Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University, but it'll be supported by the private sector, who will then use that for their research and development. And therefore, they don't have to go outside the country to do it and then share this intellectual property with others. So a very important development to keep abreast of the rest of the world. If we don't do this, we fall behind.
Martin, certainly sounds very fascinating and exciting. That's Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He's back again with us at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.